We're up to the Tzicha Hei at this point. There's a certain axiom which is built in to how much can you not be involved in certain mitzvos and still be considered to be on track. So in terms of Talmud Torah, we find that if when push comes to shove, if someone says Kriyat Shema twice a day, he's Yotzei V'Hagisa V'Yom HaVolayu. And if someone is, let's say, Lo Aleinu in the army, and not Lo Aleinu at a concentration camp, or someone, Halavai, is in the army, right? He's doing his Avodas Hashem in terms of protecting Klal Yisrael. And he can just, you know, get in a Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening, he's Yotzei the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But in terms of Tefillah, unless a person davens three times a day, then there's no tefillah. In other words, you can't make it up. There's no ability to make it up. So if you, even though normally we view Torah as being our spiritual oxygen, to a certain degree, we can cut down Torah to a bare minimum temporarily. But in terms of tefillah, there's no way of cutting it down. Namely, if we don't constantly morning, afternoon, and evening daven, then it's as though we're simply cut off from life as a Jew. That's the Gemara that we have in Shabbos on Daf Yud, that we have two concepts. We have Chaye Olam and Chaye Shara. Torah is Chaye Olam. It gives us nisius. Namely, it's something that over the lifetime of an individual, his involvement in Torah is that which is going to give his life a sense of eternal meaning. But in terms of being able to live in this world and being able to feel that one is connected to a Kaddish Baruch on an ongoing basis, we call Chaye Sha'ah, to give Chiyut to at the hour, that's what we find is Tefillah. Tefillah is that which connects a person to a Kaddish Baruch. Just to give you an example from a different realm, someone once went to Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood and said, you know, I've been learning here in Lakewood. I make a cheshbon. If I'll become an investment banker, then I can support five other people who would be able to sit and learn. So maybe I should view myself as a Yisachar and a Zvulun. And I'll be the Zvulun, and I'll support five people who will learn instead of my learning. So they told him, no, it's a bad idea. But he couldn't figure out why it's a bad idea. So he went to Rav Aaron Kotler and said, what about this idea of mine that I'll leave learning, become an investment banker, and won't I still get the same Olam Haba? Because of Yisachar and Zvulun, that all these people's learning, that's going to give me Olam Haba. So Rav Aaron Kotler said, sure, you'll have Olam Haba, but what about Olam Haza? namely that the Geshmak of learning gives someone Olam Haza. But that's in terms of learning, the Geshmak that the person has, that he feels that his mind and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in the same plane. But in terms of davening, it's more than just a Geshmak. It's a question of simply, how do I live on my own? How do I live without feeling in tandem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do I live without feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu holding my hand and pulling me step by step? Okay, so that then is Perek Hei. Perek Vav deals with the fact that davening has a beginning and a middle and an end. And many times, if a person doesn't pace himself properly, he's always going to be thrown in a situation where he's going to feel he has to cut corners. And let's say you have someone who comes a few minutes late to tefillah, so then he's only going to be able to get to Birkos Kriyat Shema with the tzibur if he's going to cut out certain parts of Psukei Dezimra. If a person even begins Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, but after a period of time, in other words, he feels that how long can I say Shmona Esrei and still be part of this tzibur? Namely, he feels he has to cut himself short. And then, for some strange reason, we get to the end of davening, all of a sudden, even a normal Shliach Tzibur, his pace moves up because someone's pointing to the clock. We have to finish davening by 8, and it's 5 to 8, and we haven't said this, haven't said that. So all of a sudden, the end of davening goes zooming. It's a very big problem. There's no way that a person can be able to daven properly without giving time. Generally, in the world of doctors, there are two types of doctors. You have doctors that are part of your medical plan, and then you have specialists that you go to that you pay separately, you pay privately. The doctors who are part of the medical plan, generally when they come into their office, they get a list of how many patients they have to see within the next 3 hours. And so they pace the patients. They know that I have X amount of time per patient, and when the time is coming to an end, so then even if they haven't done all the tests, even if they haven't finished, but what can I do? There's someone waiting in the waiting room. A specialist is someone that you pay him, but he gives you all the time in the world. You can tell him all your issues, he'll check everything. He doesn't care about anyone else in the waiting room. A person looks forward to a specialist because he knows the specialist cares. If we want to have an audience with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be on the level of the specialist rather than being on the level of the Kupat Chulim doctor, of the medical plan doctor. Namely, that we shouldn't view it as though anyone is in the waiting room. We should view it that we have this time to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only way that I know, and again, I'm not, I really shouldn't preach what I don't practice, but I try to set up minyanim that go a little slower. But the only way of really, really being able to do things properly is to come early to daven. In other words, that I know if davening is going to end at 8 no matter what, and it's going to take me 45 minutes to daven, so I'll begin davening at 7:15. In other words, that I'll have my pace. I'll try and hit into to the tzibur at the beginning of Shmona Esrei. You know, it's, I'll work my pace in that manner. But basically, a person should realize that he's not a captive to the particular shul in which he is found. He's not in prison. Every person has the ability of pulling things out. You can't pull things out generally longer, but you can certainly begin them earlier. And that's why, if you want to say Karbanos, you'll say Karbanos. If you want to say a parak of Psukei Dezimra, every day you want to choose a different parak that you're going to say word by word and think, what's the difference between Shemayim, Shemei HaShemayim, Ha'aretz, Umaloa? When does a person have time to think? If you have a sitter with a commentary, when do you ever have time to look in the commentary on the sitter? But if you come earlier, you can decide, today I'll look at the commentary on page 18, tomorrow I'll look at the commentary on page 19, etc. Okay, that's what we have over here in these prakim of psicha. Okay, we move over into the next section, which is called Hachana. Hachana is a necessity in terms of davening. We have a Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dalet Halacha Tet Zayin. Keitzad hi hakavana. That tefillah requires kavana. Tefillah without kavana is just a meaningless exercise. Sheyafne et libo mikol hamachshavot. That a person should be able to clear the webs out of his mind from all thoughts that have nothing to do with davening. That includes sports, that includes college, that includes a girlfriend, that includes family. That a person should be able to concentrate on one thing, namely it's he and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No one else is in the picture. In order to do that, you just can't walk into shul and begin davening. What that ma'at is, we'll talk about, kodem hatfila, just to take a deep breath, to realize where one is. Normally, if you were to be taking yoga, so how would you begin yoga? First, let's meditate, right? So you spend 15 minutes meditating, and then you begin yoga. So why should davening be any less than yoga? Kedei lechaven et libo. V'kach kosev et halacha and shulchan aruch. We believe in shulchan aruch. We try to keep halacha. We ask questions. So in Siman Tzadigim, it says, yishesh sha'achat kodem shiakum v'yitpalel. That's a halacha. One of Hilchos Tefillah is that a person, before he davens, should think. Now, sometimes that yeshe could be on the way to shul. You know, if let's say you're coming from the morgue, sounds horrible, no? Coming from the morgue, and you're walking here, so it takes you, let's say, 3 minutes to walk from the morgue to here, two minutes to walk from the morgue to here. So it could be during that time that a person can say, okay, now I'm going to begin my hachana. In other words, let me take this, you know, it's like closing down a computer. You see this program closes. Okay, now the computer is ready to go off. So you have to close down your computer. Okay, my family, I'll think about after davening. My college work, I'll think about after davening. Sports, it's already Super Bowl is over. I can deal with the Rangers, right, and the Knicks after davening. In other words, I'll push everything off until after davening. Now what I have on my mind, I'll walk into the building, say good morning to the Shomer. Now I'm ready to daven. Okay, now I was mekayem b'haftarecha kamocha. Say good morning to a fellow human being. Now I can begin davening. But if a person is all of a sudden, something happens when we learn, right? We're in the middle of learning, all of a sudden, bahurachum. It's very difficult to move from one to the other. You know, it's that we should have like this little alarm clock that tells us like a two-minute warning that we're going to daven in 2 minutes to give us time to get up, wash our hands, and again, to close down our computer mind and only leave one window open. Just do a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yisha sha'achat kodem shi'yakom yitpalo kadesh yichaven libo makom. Okay, Emir Hashem will continue tomorrow. Those who are interested, 5 to 12. Shalom.
Can we implement that in the